Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you beautiful, sick, twisted sinner? Welcome back to another live Two Pigs in a Taco. I'm your boy, Officer Hootie.
What is up, Taco? Everybody? Officer Kinger here. What's going on?
How y'all fellas doing?
Man, King, what are you wearing? What are you wearing, King?
Fuck your feelings shirt.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
I'm also drinking out of a nice coffee cup here.
Fuck off.
You say naughty words.
You can't read that.
This is a good Christian chat room, and we will treat it as such, buddy.
You lie.
I'm pretty sure that everybody that has seen us, watched one of our shows, anything like that, knows that you're full of shit, Hootie.
That's true. Well, they don't even have to see the show to know I'm full of shit. It just is what it is. How y'all boys doing? How's things in Indiana? And how's PA treating you, buddy?
Meh.
What's the latest news out of PA, man? What's going on?
It's been raining for the entirety of this state. It rained today. It rained 4 days ago. It rained for like a month straight. I'm tired, okay? If we go to North Carolina and it rains, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. What about Indy? Is it cold yet?
No, it is not cold at all. It's another great warm day today. Sun's shining right now, unlike Pennsylvania. But I think North Carolina is actually experiencing North Carolina is experiencing some rain as we speak as well. I think it's going to be a wet weekend for us out there, but
not here. It was absolutely beautiful today. I don't know what y'all got going on in Lawrenburg because I ain't from there. But here in the beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, it's absolutely fabulous.
How redneck is Lawrenburg?
Just think redneck. No teeth and trailer parks.
Charlie, you're going to
have every one of your ex-girlfriends. So every one of your ex-girlfriends, Taco.
Awesome. I'm so excited. So excited.
And just so we're clear, this podcast is about jokes. Ha ha. So if you're from Lawrenburg and that offends you, fuck your feelings. Okay? It was a joke. Ha ha.
You might want to see yourself out if you get offended. We're nothing but jokes.
King, I read a little news article that you were in this week, bud.
Yeah, got put in a little local newspaper around the area that I'm from here in Indianapolis, and talked about content violation, went on a story about that, went on Thin Line Apparel, all that good stuff. So it was a good article, man. I'm blessed to be a part of it, and thank you guys for supporting it.
Hey, no, I was happy to talk. I didn't tell the reporter everything I wanted to tell him about you. I was extremely nice, and a welcome. I think thank you so much should be somewhere in there because I could have ruined it for you, buddy.
Yeah, honestly, when I heard that you were going to be talking to the reporter before the news article released, I almost called the station, Current News, out of Fishers and Carmel area, and was like, shut the thing down. Don't put me on it. I want nothing that has to do with Udi and what he says in there.
No, but I was.
Why couldn't they pick a different picture? You look kind of swole in that picture, and I don't mean big. Like you look a little bloated in that picture, Charlie. Talk to me, man. You put on some water.
Well,
what's going on?
I might have had a few beers before I took that photo the night before. You know how that stuff sticks with you.
Or maybe it was just
what it is, though. Not. Right? I didn't take enough Midol before that photo. Did not take enough Midol.
Speaking of Charlie and pills, do you remember what we talked about at Wood Talk on that stage? For those of you that weren't at Wood Talk, Charlie might or might not have been slipped a enhancement pill.
It was a complete accident. It was a complete accident.
Have you taken any more?
Hold on, we ain't rehashing this. We're not going to rehash this shit. We talked about this last week on the episode.
If you've taken one, that's all I want to know. Udi says he's taken one.
Not on purpose. So the man on the left of the screen here, you tell me why I took one, bud.
I took one in hopes that it was going to grow. It didn't. So I was still disappointed, and so was she. It's a bad situation. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Won't be doing that again.
Those don't. Rest assured, those things do not make it grow any bigger. It just makes it hard for a little bit longer. Instead of lasting 3 minutes, you're lasting five. Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
4 minutes and 58 seconds is actually my record right now, boys.
Congratulations. Attaboy.
I am so proud of you.
What do you boys want to talk about?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the news right now. Oh, Uncle Joey. He said that he's going to mandate that all companies that have over 100 employees mandate the vaccination. I'd just like to know what you boys think about that.
Charlie?
Well, let me just explain it to you this way, okay? If and when that happens, if I work for a company with over 100 employees, I ain't working for that company that has over 100 employees anymore. It ain't going to happen. I'm out. Deuces. See ya. Unemployment line. Write me my checks, Joey. You've been doing it for years to everybody else. Write me my checks, bud. Unemployment line for me. I'll stay at home, make TikToks all day about you two dumbasses.
Go ahead, Charlie. You're not going to get any content. To be 100% truthful, for years it was always my body, my choice. I don't understand what changed now. I get it. But it's the quickest vaccine to ever be put out. And everybody's talking about, well, now it's FDA approved. There's a lot of things that are FDA approved that aren't good for you. So that's kind of a bad analogy for people. I'm not putting anything in my body that I don't have to.
Cherry flavored lubricant. Is that FDA approved? Because that tastes like shit.
For me, this is my thing. Do I think that COVID is real? Absolutely. Do I think that it's been harmful for a lot of people? Absolutely. Do I think that there's a 99.7 recovery rate with it? Absolutely. And for you to mandate, and this is the thing that bothers me about the vaccination. You take about the flu. Everybody, you get the flu vaccination. That's just the same thing. Well, the flu vaccination has been around for decades, and it's only about 45 to 47% effective. You're trying to tell me that a vaccine that's been out for 3 months, 4 months, whatever, is going to be 99 or 95% effective, whatever. And then now you start mandated to the point is, oh, if you take it, you get in a drawing for $1 million. If you take it, you know, we'll get you in a drawing for something else. Like the writing on the wall for me, my mother used to tell me all the time, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably fucking is. And for me, like this shit just don't sound right for me. So I'm going to just go ahead and see my way out. And it just goes back to the same thing that Charlie and I, you know, the first thing that we do when we put our hand on the Bible, is we swear an oath to the Constitution. And then the Constitution says you have a right to choose, do whatever the fuck you want to do with your body. And as long as that Constitution is in play, and as long as I got breath in my body, I will adhere to exactly what it says.
Yeah. Valid points.
And for me, man, it's like, I've got no problem with people that get the vaccine, just like I ain't got no problem with people that want to wear a mask. If you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you want to wear the mask, wear the mask. And this might seem a little harsh to some people, but it is not my job to protect you. It is not my job to protect your grandma. That is your grandma's job to protect your grandma. It is your job to protect you. If you think that the vaccination is going to be good for you, if you think it's going to work, And that's the whole thing that this is on. Get the vaccine. You won't get sick. You won't have as many symptoms. But you should know way in hell be forcing anybody to get a vaccine, especially a vaccine where people are still getting sick if they get it. People are still getting hospitalized. And have been vaccinated. See, this is my whole thing with the vaccination is if you come out with a vaccine that prevents this, because, I mean, you go back to school age days, you know, people talk about all the time, well, you have to get vaccinated when you go to school for this, this, and that. We're talking about stuff that hospitalizes one out of four people, and a vaccine prevents you from getting it. Look at the measles, you know, measles vaccine. If you get the vaccine, you ain't getting measles, okay? You come out with a vaccine that's safe and prevents you from getting COVID, and you ain't going to get it, sign me up. I'll take it, 100%. But if you're talking about a vaccine that's not proven yet, that it's a gene manipulator, it's not an actual, like, flu vaccine, okay? It is my right to choose whether or not I put that shit in my body.
See, my
I'm
thing
confused
is,
with.
Go ahead, Taco.
I'm confused with the concept that they're pushing right now. This is the 19th strain, right? This is the 19th variant. That's why it's called COVID-19. COVID's been around forever. But now all of a sudden this one is a problem. And that's what I don't understand about the entire process. That's why I don't trust the vaccine. You're telling me that this one vaccine is going to prevent this, but now we have a new variant because of the vaccine. We now have the Delta variant. Delta variant goes in. Now you're more susceptible once you've had the vaccine to getting the Delta variant. So when does the process stop for us? What is this one thing going to stop?
There's a documentary you can go. And like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say it. I watched the documentary. I don't know the doctor's name. He said that the vaccination that you're getting now are pre-vaccinations. He said these are just pre leading up to next year, year on, before they actually give you real vaccinations for COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, I tell people like this. Take a look at the number of heart attacks each and every year from obesity. Why are we not practicing more healthy survival? Why are we not? Take a look at people that die from insulin. Why are we not offering insulin? Why are we not offering all these other services for make people more healthier besides just, oh, he's sick, boom, shot. Oh, he's sick, he shot. And you can't tell me what's in the shot. You can't tell me why I should be taking the shot. You can't tell me that it's going to be 100% effective. You can't tell me any of those things. It's just, and then what makes me feel bad, what makes me worse about it is now you got the president, man. Even when Trump was in office, he was like, I took it. If you want to take it, great. If you don't want to take it, that's on you. You know, do what you want to do, makes you happy. And at the end of the day, now you got Biden, who can't even read a sentence without stuttering his damn words, telling me that I'm supposed to inject something in my body. And I don't care what you do with your body. It is your choice. You're a grown person. Live your life the way that makes you happy. And I'm not knocking nobody. If you're anti-vaccination or you're pro-vaccination, whatever it is, just make smart choices. Stop listening to what the news tells you. Actually go do some research and make a formidable decision all on your own.
Facts.
Go ahead, bro.
At the end of the day, if you're going to tell us to do something, stick with it. In the very beginning, he said that he would never do mask mandates. I'm talking about Biden right now. I'm not pro Biden. I'm not pro Trump. I'm not really pro anything. You can call me a libertarian if you want to. At the end of the day, if you tell us, hey, I'm not going to do something, and then 6 months later, you completely flip the script, that's whenever I start having problems. Why is this now such a big thing? At the end of the day, big tech, big pharma, everybody's in it to make money. There's no other way around it. There's always an outlook to make money.
Yeah, I have a surgeon friend of mine that I know works in three different hospitals around the area, which I live in. And he says, I mean, the media is going to tell you one thing. The guy works in the hospital. He says they do have a shortage of beds right now. Like it's packed in there. But it has nothing to do with COVID. It has everything to do with short-staffed employees because you got people quitting by the masses because they're not going to get this vaccine. Why do you think it's okay to ruin somebody's 20-year career over a choice that they have to whether or not they want to put this in their body or not? It's wrong. I mean, you're looking at cops, you're looking at nurses, teachers, all these people that are having their 20-year careers put on the line over a vaccine that's not even proven yet. It's insane to me.
See, I try to use logic on both sides. If you're the owner of a company and you mandate it and you let faithful, loyal employees go because they refuse to take the mandate, that is absolutely your right. As it is their right not to do the same thing. But what you don't get to do is you don't get to turn around and bitch about not having good employees and why your business is sinking and why things are going south when you made the choice to let people who work their ass off you go because they decided to say, hey, listen, do you, boo-boo, but this ain't for me, and I appreciate the offer, but no thank you. And the fact is you let them go, it's just not fair to the people who have worked there. So again, do exactly the same thing. You have that right. Absolutely. You're the owner of that company. You have that right to make that decision. The person who works for you has the right decision not to do that. But when they leave, I don't want to hear you on Facebook or LinkedIn or anything else talking about, oh my God, I don't know why my business is failing or why we're short staffed. You know why? Because you let good people go who actually use educated decisions to make choices for their life versus just saying, yes, some masters, I was happy to get the shot for you.
Yeah, whatever. Facts. Whatever happened to natural immunity? You know, I've already had COVID, and they've came out and said that if you've already had COVID, then you are less susceptible to get it again than if you get the vaccine. So why are you forcing people? I'm gonna go a little religious here. My faith is in Jesus Christ. This is my opinion. If I'm supposed to die from COVID, I've had COVID. It put me down for a couple of days. I would take COVID all day over the flu, all day long. Like, if I'm supposed to die from COVID, I'm going to die from COVID. It is what it is.
This is what I want people to think about. To take away the vaccines for a minute. If the president of the free world, the most important man in the entire world, is mandating, oh, we got to take shots, where does it stop? Okay, we're going to mandate you. Okay, we're going to mandate that you can't have this. We're going to mandate your kids do this, or we're going to mandate that your people do this. At some point, you got to take a stand. And regardless of what side you're on, we all in this shit together. And I tell people all the time, I use this analogy all the time. One person may not be scared of a bee flying around them, but when a swarm gets together, you can't just discontinue us. You can't just forget about us. You can't just ignore us because at that point, oh no, we've got your attention now. And I think at some point you got to start looking at beyond what this mandate and what these vaccines are doing and start taking a look at a bigger picture to say, hey, listen, if we all walking around here like sheep, yes, sir, daddy, I'm happy to do what you say. Where does it stop from there? Oh, well, we don't want your child here. Or we don't want you to do this. Or we don't want you to do this. At some point, they're going to take away everything that you've ever thought that you loved about America because they told you so.
I think another problem that we have is people don't just look at media, CNN, Fox News, things like that. They look at social media. Now, with us being in social media, and I'll say it from my perspective, we have a massive following. None of us ever want to claim to be famous off this, but there are people, let's say Kevin Hart, The Rock Johnson, any of them, right? If they tell the masses to lean one way or the other, it's just like the media telling people. People will follow a devout following, but take LeBron. He wants to speak on police stuff all the time. We joke about it, but like there are people that truly believe he knows what he's talking about. Just like there's truly people that believe that celebrities have doctorates and PhDs and MDs in the medical field when they have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
You know whose names I didn't
speak out? LeBron James knows shit about police work.
He don't. You know whose name they did speak out was them 13 beautiful U.S. servicemen and women who got killed because Joe Biden don't know what the fuck he's doing. I didn't hear him speak on no shit like that. So yeah, you can listen to all the celebrities you want to, but until one of them says something that's actually educated, we'll have a conversation. Even your own loving Arnold Schwarzenegger, F your freedoms. Okay, Arnold, I respect you. I've looked up to you. Well, I did. Bro, at the end of the day, you don't get to infringe upon the rights that we have been given. And all of us, all of black, white, green, yellow, purple, no matter where you come from, we're all American. We're all in this together. Because at the end of the day, we don't get out of this shit unless we start working together.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, we're not coming on here to try to persuade you to think whatever way we think. We're going to come on here and say how we think, what we feel. And that's the thing. We're not getting up here like LeBron James, acting like you know what the fuck you're talking about when it comes to police work, and you don't know a fucking dick about police work. You've never done the job. You never do the job. Just like I don't know how to dribble a basketball and shoot it in a hoop, so I ain't going to tell you how to do it.
That's fact.
And I saw a couple comments. I saw a couple comments that was like, I'm terrible at basketball. But I saw a couple comments that popped up that said, that nurses are being terminated, they're not quitting. Yes, I 100% agree with that. Whether they're quitting or being terminated, they're being forced out, and it's bullshit.
Yeah. And it's weird to think that I've seen a lot of celebrities out there. I've seen the AOC out there. I've seen a lot of people sitting there doing certain things and claiming that they're either not going to take the vaccine or that they're opposed to the vaccine. But you don't see them getting kicked out of shit. It seems like the 1% is above.
The greatest thing I've ever heard, Kamala Harris herself said, if Donald Trump tells me to take the vaccine, I ain't taking it. You could go pull that clip up. Now she's sitting here screaming, go take the vaccine. Are you kidding me? Kindly do me a favor and go fuck your face with a cactus.
Oh, we talking about AOC now?
Oh, we could talk about AOC if you like her retort tale.
Yeah, let's talk about AOC for a second. She was at the Met Gala here recently. Oh, there's the photo. There it is.
Tax
Look
the
at that
rich.
Beautiful dress. Tax
no
the
mask
rich.
On? Mm. No mask on?
Nope.
No mask on. You know, a whole event full of people, no masks, everything like that. But my 8-year-old son and my 5-year-old daughter have to sit in a classroom for 8.5 hours a day at their desk by themselves with a mask on. But if you're rich, you know, tax the rich. Did you know the average cost to be at this event per celebrity is like, I believe it was like $35,000 for a plate at this event. Stupid and you've all seen tax the rich. Tax the rich. You know what I think they need to do in schools? I think they need to take my son's desk and turn it into a restaurant table. That way he can sit down and take his mask off. And it'll be fine because it's a restaurant table. It's no longer a desk.
See, my thing is, when you say tax the rich and you're in a room full of celebrities, who I'm not mad at, you worked your tail off to have that money, by all means, have that money. But you are taxing the rich for what? You are taxing all the way. Dude, I pay taxes upon taxes upon taxes. You never own anything. Think about this, Charlie. Taco, you pay your house off tomorrow. Mess around for 2 years. Don't pay taxes on your house and see what happens to your home. I pay off my truck. Mess around on me. Don't pay my taxes in North Carolina. What are they going to do? They're going to come take my tax. They're going to come take my truck. They're going to auction it off at state for pennies on the dollar just to get their tax money. You never own anything. And you can say what you want to, especially with the whole lot. Take the lottery system. Oh, education. Oh, we've got billions of dollars to put back into education. Now, how come we are producing some of the stupidest children in the history of the country? I pulled a car over the other day. Kid is 19 years old. Doesn't know how to do cursing. 19. Can't sign his name in cursive. Talk to another 18-year-old kid. Has no idea what a checkbook looks like. Wouldn't know how to sit here and just put his bills in a checkbook. At what point are we going to stop taxing the rich and start actually putting money back into people who are going to benefit us when we're older? Shit just don't make sense to me.
We're not. Everything changes. And we're a little bit off subject, but I mean, there was a company in Canada that got sued because they took out the Oregon Trail. They took out the concept that the Indians were taken from their land and put on reservations, and they put it in the history book for at least 2 years where the kids learned that they did it just voluntarily. They said, you know what? The U.S. government's right. This is not our land anymore. We will go ahead and pack up and move. They taught that for 2 years. There are people on this planet that thought, fuck it. The Indians just wanted it. They didn't care. They're not going to teach the kids. You teach them young enough, you can make them do anything you want. Facts.
They are.
Yeah, this world is. This world is so fucked right now, man. It is.
It is off subject, but they are grooming our children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Every cartoon, you go look at the old school cartoons when we were back in the Coyote and Roadrunner, the old school Tom and Jerry, the Nickelodeon shows back in the day. And then you just watch some of these new shows now and you tell me the difference in what you see versus what you saw back in the day. And the numbers are just astronomically different. And for me, it's just like I don't let my kids watch that much TV. I mean, they have a few shows that I let them watch that I trust. But at the end of the day, man, it's like I try to teach my kids to make educated decisions based off things that they have studied, not just an assumption. Hey, real quick, I know that. No, like make an educated decision. And that's the whole point, is I tell people, even as grown adults, and I can't sit here and say nothing about people eating Tide Pods no more, because you got grown men and women trying to climb milk crates, breaking shit, busting their ass.
Who and bust their ass. Home.
Bust they ass who was talking shit about people eating Tide Pods. Well, listen, stupid. Those two's connect. Y'all should meet up and hang out because y'all deserve the same spot in hell together.
Yeah, hey, you know what I think about AOC? I think she's the type of person that gets lost in their own house. They're like, where's the bathroom? Like, lady, you lived here for 10 years. You don't know where the shitter is? She's like looking in the pantry for the shitter. That's what I think when I look at AOC. Tax the rich. You want to tax the rich 40, 60%. All you're going to do is move people away from having the dream to create big businesses, which is what our country runs on. Because they're going to get their asses taxed off.
That's insane to think. There's so many loopholes and problems as the 1%. You buy and take loans out on assets that you have. You go ahead and you own different things. Bill Gates owning the largest amount of farmland, but he's not a farmer. They will find ways around it. And that's the biggest problem is the rich will continue to be rich because they teach other rich people how to stay rich. The poor people, they don't teach us any of the finances, any of the banking, anything that would benefit us in the long run. If you wanted to start your own business, go ahead and tell me the difference between an S Corp, an LLC, a one-owner propriety system. Tell me anything. But half the people can't. It's fucked because nobody teaches anybody business for you. You have to go to school for it, and then you have to put in the time, effort, and money, and by that time, you owe the same people that you're hoping will teach you how to become rich. It's bullshit. Absolutely.
There's a reason why it's called the one percenters. Like all the people in the world, and there's a small minority of people who are rich beyond imagination. And why do you think that is? Why do you think you see these same people always around one another? And like I said, Bill Gates, the richest man in the world, he's the owner, or he upfronted the money for the cost of the vaccination and all that other stuff. I'm like, okay, do you realize that 1 in 4 children are starving in America right now? 1 in 4 children are starving in America. So you can't upfront money to make sure all our babies are taken care of? Every mm-hmm. immigrant, every illegal immigrant who crosses over the border, regardless of anything that goes on, doesn't have to be mandated to get a COVID vaccination. So at the end of the day, like, you can prioritize everything that you want to, but until you start prioritizing that America, it comes first, that we put ourselves first. And that doesn't mean that we can't care and love about our neighboring countries and all the things that they do. And that doesn't mean that we can't nurture them, but it means, hey, when it comes to me and my house, I'm going to take care of mine first, and then we'll work about everything else.
Well, and the problem that comes from that, America's not going to come first, because when you think about it, I mean, 9/11 wasn't that long ago. The issue that we have is the same people that ran into those buildings, the same people that died that day, the same first responders that gave their life in order to try and protect and serve are the same exact ones that are getting cussed out, screamed, and having all of the funds taken away right now. America's not going to be put first. It's not. We are at a turning point with this country that nobody gives a shit anymore. And people like us three, the rest of the guys in the group, and just good blue-collared Americans are having basically backs turned on them. We are the voice of the people of America, but nobody's fucking listening anymore. That's the issue right now. Until that changes, I don't think there will be a turning point for the U.S. This is me.
And that's the thing, is just like, I mean, we can sit here and we can go on and on about the struggles and troubles and everything else. But until people get real serious about having conversations about what they want their life to look like going forward, and until they start actually reading up on how Hitler and the concentration camps and all those other things actually came into fruition, until those things start actually happening, people aren't going to open their eyes and make educated decisions to say, hey, listen, 1 + 1 = 1, or 1 + 1 = 2, and 2 + 2 = 4, then this must be this. So, I mean, at some point, we got to make smarter decisions, and hopefully that comes to that. And if not, then I hope that the beautiful men and women of this country stand strong when Joe Biden or whoever's in office decides to do some dumb shit.
Yeah, and like you said, man, people are crossing the border in the masses right now. And they even came out and said, like, whatever the hell that circle back lady is, what's her name, the speaker up there that does all the speaking for Joseph.
Couldn't even tell you. That's how insignificant she is.
Psaki or something like that. She's like, yeah, you're right. She just over a reporter asked her, they say, why aren't people who are crossing into over our borders being vaccinated right now? And we just put a picture up of the NHL coach that just got fired because he refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But we're not requiring vaccinations or tests or anything for people who are just flooding our country in the masses, but yet COVID is a problem. I mean, make it make sense to me. You know, you got NFL players out there rubbing their sweat and tackling each other, rubbing the doolallies all over each other, and then you get to go to the sidelines and you got to put a mask on when you go to the sidelines. Make it make sense.
Brother, you just at a Cincinnati Bengals game. How many people you think were there, bud?
Oh, man.
Way too many.
I couldn't even tell you. It was packed.
Okay. Was everybody wearing a mask?
Hell no. Nobody had masks on.
Okay. So you're trying to tell me that the six people in my daughter's class, all of them should be wearing masks? It's just to make it make sense. When it makes people money, it doesn't have to follow the same rules as when it does not. And I tell people all the time, I talked to a good friend of mine who's a surgeon. He said they could come out with a cure for cancer right now. He said, but tell me how financially that makes sense to the government. Because do you know how much money they make off chemo treatments each and every year? And fuck cancer, by the way. If you're going through that, prayers going with you, lifting you guys up in prayer. Same thing. There's a tire guy, the owner of Goodyear, said we could come out with a tire right now that would last you a lifetime. He said, but where's the money in it?
There's not. There never will be.
Right. And that's this whole thing with these new, you're going to get a booster every year. You don't think Pfizer's making a fuck ton of money off the booster shots and all these vaccines? But now you got to get this booster. You got to get that booster. How many boosters are you going to have to take before you
412.
Good?
412.
Nope. Put money the only on booster, it. The only booster I want is the one that we put in the back seat for Cody.
Oh, my God.
Why you got to do them like that?
Oh, he's gonna get you. You do realize that, right?
Oh,
he don't want me to. He don't want me to accidentally drop that pic all over social media.
No, you don't want anyways.
Do it anyways. I bet you won't.
You're gonna get so many booster shot in your ass. You're gonna look like a steroid junkie because you just got a trail of shot marks down your ass crack. Do they shoot the vaccine in your ass or do they shoot it in your arm? Where they shoot it?
I don't know. I didn't get it.
I never got it. Don't plan on getting it.
Well, I got a feeling if Taco wanted the vaccine, he'd be like, nope, shoot it in my ass. Straight in the ass. Right in the hole.
Yeah. The chances of me ever getting that damn thing are so below zero that it's not going to happen. But I want to thank you for the thought that you have in your head of something anywhere near my ass, Charlie. It means you've been looking at my ass. You like my ass. I hope Udi or Cody beat you in the dance off at the next shows. I hope you get smoked at the next shows. I hope you come out with a merch that shows Cody's face and says the dance off king, because you're about to get dethroned, pussy.
Hey, how you like? I'm a straight man, but you got a nice ass and a pair of Wranglers, man. I'll give it to you. Cheers to that.
Thank you. Now you got me wanting to look. Oh, my God. Hold on. As soon as we get off this bitch, I'm taking a picture. I'm going to figure it out. Oh, no. I've already seen the stuff y'all put in the group chat. We are not going to talk about that on anything that's recorded. I don't think that needs to be out there.
No, that definitely doesn't need to be out there for sure.
Mm-mm. Now, the question that remains, and I'm not sure how to pose this, because King, we're going to be in your home state here soon, but do you think that Indiana is going to show out like they did last time?
I mean, it's Indiana, it's the Midwest. Absolutely going to show out. They're going to put North Carolina to shame just like they did the first time we was out there. Just like our barbecue puts North Carolina to shame.
Just lying to yourself. First of all, no state has put Charlotte anywhere. Charlotte has been by far the dopest we've been done. And I don't know what barbecue you eating in Indiana, but everything I've had from Indiana, barbecue-wise, has been hot ass. And you can't compare Indiana's barbecue to North Carolina's barbecue.
Actually, you're wrong, because I had North Carolina's barbecue and it was garbage.
No,
was
you didn't. You had a specific place's barbecue, not just North Carolina. You didn't text me and say, "Udi, where's the best place to get barbecue?" You went off some random shit.
You did the same thing in Indiana.
Not all your places have bad barbecue. I'm just saying none of them. Like that one place we went was awful. Oh my God, it was awful. When we went with you, hung out with your boys, it was awful. But then we went to the place for your birthday and it wasn't too bad, except they brought me fucking tartar sauce. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with tartar sauce when I got barbecue. That's fine. We'll work it out. No big deal. I'm just saying none of it. Don't touch. And this is how you know. When you go to Indiana and they even tell you on the menu, this is Carolina style barbecue. That tell you everything you need to know, because you can't come to Carolina and find Indiana style barbecue. You can't. Mm-mm. You can't do it.
We're not known for barbecue in Indiana. You're supposed to be known for barbecue in North Carolina.
What you guys aren't known for shit. Yeah, what are you talking about? Indiana ain't known for nothing.
Except you. Indiana's known for tenderloins, bud. Tenderloins. If you ain't ever had a tenderloin out of Indiana, you ain't been to Indiana. And anybody from the Midwest will back me up on that. We're known for tenderloins. We're known for elephant ears at the fair. You ever had an elephant ear at one of our fairs? No.
I'm from the Midwest, Charlie. We don't know anything about Indiana. Y'all ain't known for nothing.
If I walk up to a vendor at a fair in Indiana, he's like, "You want to see my elephant ear?" I'm liable to punch him in his face. I'm just going to be honest with you, because I'd be concerned what he's going to show me right now.
No, you're not. You're going to pop down on your knees and smile. Shut the fuck up.
Taco, listen. So don't judge me. You don't judge me.
Unless you partied with some of the carnival workers and shared an elephant ear, you can't talk to me.
I don't think you've ever partied with them. You might have arrested them, but I don't consider that a fucking party, Charlie.
It's a party for me.
Because they pee in your back seat?
They do piss in my back seat.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Do you got any, like... can't you look up like a weird law or something like that?
There's all of them. Like Tennessee, I'm sorry, Virginia, it's illegal to take a bath with your horse in your bathtub.
Huh?
Yeah, it's illegal in Virginia to take a bath with your horse in a tub.
Why?
Like an actual horse?
I would hope you're not in a damn tub with a stuffed horse. That would be kind of weird. I mean, it's weird.
I hope you're not judging. I hope you're not in a tub with a real horse.
What about a Shetland pony?
It's basically the same size.
And you don't know what a Shetland pony is. It's the mini horse.
It's a miniature pony. I don't know what a Shetland pony is. It's a miniature pony.
They're mean. They'll bite you. I'm telling you. Don't mess around with them.
You
got any more?
In California, it's illegal for women to drive to the store in a nightcoat or an nightgown.
A nightgown?
Yes.
I feel like California's got a lot of weird shit out there in that state. Okay.
Yeah. You know, if the San Andreas Fault would just happen, it could become its own little island. And we would solve a lot of the problems in the U.S. That's all I'm saying.
We wish no harm upon anyone. Blessings to all.
Except California's probably got a lot of. California's probably got a lot of good people, but California's got a lot of crazy ass people too. Let's just get it out there. Illegal to wear a nightgown, Any Walmart you go to in Indiana, everybody's got a nightgown on and curlers.
In Utah, it's illegal for a woman to have intercourse in the back of a moving ambulance, but not for a man.
Hold up. Time out. Let's pause.
A moving ambulance?
Let's circle back to that real quick. We're going to circle back right now. Okay. My man, that can't be real.
I didn't make it. You could go look it up.
I don't feel like I should look up any laws for the state of California if that is one of them.
That's Utah.
That's
buddy.
That's sexist. I'm sorry. That's sexist. Utah.
But my thing is
if could you imagine
if the man ain't illegal? So like the only way it would be legal is if the man was doing it with another man. If he was doing it with a woman, then the woman could be charged, but the man can't. Which I don't know. There's too many crosses that need to be worked out. I don't understand. I'm not arresting nobody.
I don't want to think about it. I don't need two do lollies.
Could you imagine having sex in the back of an ambulance that's moving?
Could you imagine
oxygen tanks smoking you in the head when you're trying to get it in?
Could you imagine getting that call? Dispatch to 396. We've got an ambulance traveling south on North 95. Looks like a man is straight wearing a woman out in the back. If you could just check the area, make sure everything is okay. Dispatch.
Can you repeat?
Can you repeat? Give me a 10-9 that.
They're doing the plugs and shocking each other and shit while they're doing it. You running lights and sirens behind the ambulance, and there's some lady just pressed up against the glass getting shocked right in the ass.
Can you imagine doing a TENS unit while you're doing it? You have a TENS unit, right, Charlie? I'm telling you,
put it on your butt cheeks. I ain't trying it.
Put it on your butt cheeks.
Don't do it.
Listen to me. Let me get one thing straight, okay? I don't last long enough without a TENS unit. I don't need any extra shocking going on. Anything that I gotta do. Like Uwe says, I got two kids in less than 3 minutes, buddy. I need any more vibrations going on anywhere. In the bedroom or back of an ambulance or the back of anything.
Hey, let me borrow your TENS unit.
Nasty.
Hey, if you borrow it, you keep it.
Yeah, you can have it, buddy.
Bet. I will see you.
TENS unit.
Bring it with you on the plane. That's all I'm going to tell you.
So, yeah.
I might have so much content.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stupid laws in America. I don't know why they still exist. And a lot of these are old school laws, which aren't practiced in most general statutes, but they still are and can be charged for, which is blowing to me because I don't understand. Like my favorite one out of all of them was Oregon when it was like, you can't show up to jury duty dead. It's illegal to show up to jury duty dead. And I'm like, my guy, are we weekend with the Bernie here? Like, who the fuck's showing up there? Like, are we dropping off corpse at the courthouse now? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Somebody's buddy's just carrying him in, and he's like, guilty.
Hey, he's
we
not
do it with mail-in voting.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can you vote when you're dead in the country, but you can't go to jury duty?
You dead. Like, D-E-A-D. Dead. Dead.
Like, well,
what are they gonna do?
I don't know what to tell you.
Go and dig his ass up. He's gonna spend the next 13 days in jail.
That's probably how OJ got off.
No, I think he used his left hand.
Dead jury.
No, that's because his son did it.
Could you imagine me? Like me with a glove. I just put a full glove on and I'd be like, it ain't me. That I'm missing a finger. I don't even feel that. I don't even feel that end of the glove in there. Amen.
No,
if the glove don't fit, you must quit.
Your Honor, the man who did this had all 10 of his fingers. Couldn't have been me, Your Honor. Couldn't have been me.
You're so fucking dumb. So dumb. Shit, boys.
Now I know the first few episodes we came when you got to see us actual together. We do whiskey reviews or some type of liquor review. Unfortunately, for the past two shows, we haven't been able to be together, but we still wanted to bring you at least some decent content, talk to you about some current events, and just kind of fellowship and love on each and every one of you. I'm actually drinking Tennessee Honey tonight, but I assure you, us boys will be back in studio together soon. And at that time, the games will commence. The drinking will commence, and the fuckery will always be times 10 when we're all three together.
Facts.
Exactly. It don't matter what state we go to, the fuckery will commence.
Welcome. We're going to have some fun.
We are going to
have, some fun.
Well, fellas, y'all got any last words before we send these beautiful humans on their way?
Don't do dumb shit. That's really it. That's all I got.
These are my last words.
Be built.
Love you. Love y'all so big, as Udi says. So big. The big.
USA.
I love the big out of you.
Don't shut your ass up. That's why you'd have more. You'd actually have more people that loved you if you'd start loving people the right way, Charlie.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
I love you. I love the big. I love y'all. I'm a big love everyone in here.
I'm going to punch y'all both in the face. Somebody just scroll on to the next fucking podcast. Jesus fucking Christ.
Love y'all so big.